Hi, kids. Welcome back to the Epi Leprechaun Show.
Whoa.
Stop the music for a moment. Hold on. We are getting high tech here at the Epi Leprechaun Show. Now we have the latest podcast technology. Audio links. That's right. Audio links. Whenever I say a word and you hear it accompanied by this sound, it means that you can click on the pause button on your MP3 player and hear information relevant to that word. This will bring together all sorts of podcasts into a virtual audio web. Let's try it now. When I say the words cotton gin, you simply click on your MP3 player's pause button to hear all about one of the greatest inventions of the modern age. Ready? Cotton gin. Are you back? You there? Seems like the only thing that got played was you. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah.
That does not compute.
There's a million reasons to subscribe to the New York Times. What's yours?
Why do I read the New York Times? I like the international section, where I can read one paragraph each day and annoy the shit out of my coworkers using my vast knowledge of the upcoming Venezuelan elections. Or is it Peru? Whatever the fuck.
Why do I read the New York Times? It's a paper my whole family can enjoy. I like the real estate section, where I can keep up to date on the home that Lenny Kravitz is buying, and we can find an affordable pipe to live in inside the Holland Tunnel exhaust tower. My son likes to masturbate to Sunday Styles, and my dog likes the dining in section because he can shit on it.
Why do I read the New York Times? To see if they found the bodies.
Osama bin Laden.
What up? I'm an al-Zawahiri.
Gotta love these caves, Osama.
Gotta love the caves.
You gotta!
They afford us great protection against the Judeo-Christian marauders.
I was thinking they keep cool in the summer, but that too.
Hey, what's that?
Looks like an enchanted lamp of some sort.
Let's rub it and see what happens.
My 12th wife said that last night.
Oh, shit! You're crazy, Ayman. Here, let me do it.
I am the genie of the lamp. I will grant you 3 wishes that will go horribly wrong with comic results.
How can I say no to that? All right, here we go. First wish, destroy the infidels.
Yes, destroy the infidels.
Destroy the infidels.
It is done.
Oh, yeah!
They will not be performing at the Lula Lounge tonight.
Wait. What was that?
The Infidels are a Toronto-based eclectic rock band. Or should I say, were?
Son of a...
Damn, he just played you like Grand Theft Auto, Osama. You gonna take that?
Fine. Second wish, coming your way. I want to be surrounded by 50 virgins, yo. 50, who want nothing but to be all up on my front parts for eternity.
50.
50.
Very well. 50 virgins coming up.
Whoa. These are giraffes. Male giraffes.
They are male giraffes. They are also virgins.
I'm out.
Ayman, where are you going?
The rugged border region between see ya and later.
So, Osama, what is your third wish?
Get rid of the giraffes!
It is done.
No, it's not. The giraffes are still here.
The giraffes are a Brooklyn-based indie rock band. Or should I say, what?
Damn, I should have said Dashboard Confessional.
The Alphabet of Nations. The Alphabet of Nations. The Alphabet of Nations.
Bulgaria, Cambodia, Dominica, Egypt, France, the Gambia, Hungary, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Libya, and Mongolia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname, Turkey, Uruguay, Vietnam, West Xylophone, Yemen, Zimbabwe. Syria, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Dominica, Egypt, France, the Gambia, Hungary, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Libya, and Mongolia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname, Turkey, Uruguay, Vietnam, West Xylophone, Yemen, Zimbabwe.
Mr. President.
What is it, Condi?
It seems the nicknames that you give people.
Yes, Condi. Go on.
Well, it seems that it's starting to annoy people. It's compromising relationships with allies, Congress, the Supreme Court, and such.
I see, Condi.
Some of us think you might want to try and refrain a little bit, just for a little while.
Who put you up to this? Magic Finger?
No, your wife had nothing to do with this.
Sauron? He who can't be named?
Cheney and Rumsfeld weren't involved either, Mr. President. The point is...
Mr. President, Ariel Sharon is on the phone.
We'll patch him right through. Hey, hey, matzo monster.
What did you call me?
M is for matzo. That's good enough for me.
I forgot why I called.
Okay, call back later, M.M., and let me know what's happening with that strip mall, the plaza, or whatever.
Mr. President, the Pope is here.
Hey, hey, Father Klink. Take me to Zakula.
Hogan! I mean, whoosh!
Mr. President, Cindy Sheehan's on the phone.
Ah, shit. She's like some kind of grieving tick. Excuse me, Father Klink. Hi there, get over it already. How's the kids?
How dare you, you horrible man!
Aw, come on. I stopped by your little campsite over there. You were in the bathroom.
I've got a nickname for you, you.
I'd really love to talk, but I've got the winning Rhode Island Little League baseball team here. Hi, kids.
Hi, Mr. President.
Okay, starting from the left, let's see. Sparky, criminal-minded, JoJo, cement truck, Goofy, Sasquatch, Escalade, artful dodger, bilgewater.
Mr. President, the runner-up team is here, too.
Zoso, Mike Cheka, Bling Bling, Do-Rag, Sarah Bruss Thumper, Iron Butterfly, Henrik Ibsen, Walla Walla.
And the entire Christian coalition.
Mad Professor Wolverine, Crap, Hammer, Schoolie D, Shish Kebab, Broccoli Rob, I'm a freaking whack job. Of course, there is one person in my life who commands too much respect to be given a nickname. When my heart was stranded in waist-deep alcohol, he came in like FEMA and airlifted me to the Hosanna Dome. First name Jesus, last name Christ. Aw, heck, I'm gonna call him Papa Smurf.
Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. I feel it when you're with me. It happens when you kiss me. That rare and gentle feeling that I feel inside. Your touch is soft and gentle. Your kiss is warm and tender. Whenever I am with you, I think of butterflies. Love is like a butterfly. The multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Your laughter brings me sunshine. Every day is springtime. And I am only happy when you are by my side. How precious is this love we share. How very precious, sweet and rare. Together we belong like daffodils and butterflies. Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
You should be proud of yourselves coming in for couples therapy, Mr. and Mrs. Averbach. Most couples never get to this point and instead choose the road of separation or divorce. Now, let's get right to it. Mrs. Averbach, I see here that you are 26 years old, educated at City College, and gainfully employed as a middle school English teacher at PS 109.
Yes, that's right.
And Mr. Averbach, it says here that you are a Chinese snakehead, a predatory fish that entered the United States and multiplied faster than the government can stop you. You feed in a body of water until there are no fish left, and then you walk over land to another body of water. Is that right?
Do you have any fish?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, yes, that's right. Yes, I'm a snakehead.
So, starting with you, Mrs. Averbach, tell me why you're here.
Well, I met Corey 2 years ago. I was swimming at Greenwood Lake in upstate New York with some friends when Corey walked right up to me. He said hi, and I was like, whatever.
You were in love immediately.
Stop flattering yourself.
Now, wait. Mrs. Averbach, what exactly did Corey say that first time?
He went on about what a big shot he was, about how he was on top of the food chain, big kahuna, about all how he travels a lot. I must say, when a male goes on about power, it's kind of an aphrodisiac. It can totally cancel out bad looks.
So I'm ugly is what you're saying?
I never said that, Corey.
But it was implied.
Well, you're no incredible Mr. Limpet. Anyway, we started seeing each other after that. He kept talking his big talk and wooing me, and, you know, you hear about how snakeheads can walk, but they never tell you how well they can dance.
I can do tap. Do you have any fish?
No, I don't. Go on, Mrs. Averbach.
But with all his charisma and charm, it slowly dawned on me that he was after one thing.
Here it comes.
You see, I breed chihuahuas, and...
Like clockwork with the chihuahuas.
Mr. Averbach, please.
And Corey seemed exceptionally interested in the chihuahuas. He kept asking me about them.
Can't a man take an interest in his woman's hobbies?
You're no man. Anyway, we got married and had a glorious honeymoon in Cancun.
Any fish?
No!
About a month after the wedding, things got bad. The chihuahuas started disappearing. Turned out Corey was eating the dogs at night while I slept. He promised he would stop. Then the next night, I found him in the kennel wearing a napkin around his neck, shaking pepper onto one of them. He made some terrible excuse about thinking it was a very shaky cake.
Mr. Averbach, anything you'd like to add?
No. You marry a snakehead. What do you expect to happen? Children? Grandchildren? A pied-à-terre in the village? I'm a fucking snakehead and I ate your chihuahuas. Circle of life. End of story. Goodbye. If you need me, I'll be at the Coney Island Aquarium.
Wait, don't go. I want to work this out. I still love you, Corey.
Oh, my darling. I knew from the moment that you...
You had me at shaky cake.
Wait a minute. I want to take my hat off.
6 days in a week I go hungry, 'cause I can't get my favorite dish. I never can wait till it's Friday, 'cause Friday is my day for fish. Fish, 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 Friday is my day for fish. Now some folks want some good health or money, but I have got only one wish. If you want to make me feel happy, I'd be grateful for a plate full of fish. Fish, 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 I'd be grateful for a plate full of fish. Now you can give me squid or cod, pickerel or pike. I don't care what kind it is, 'cause fish is what I like. Now some folks might say that it's awful, but I say it's simply delish. I'm just like a seal in a circus. You may think I'm lazy or deaf as a daisy, but I'm simply crazy for fish. Fish, 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 I'm simply crazy for fish. Crazy for fish, 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 fish.
Mommy said there's a Chinese snakehead in the bathroom, what would you think was in the bathroom?
A snakehead.
Well, that's the show for now. Let me leave you with some helpful advice. Many people I know get a dog before having a child. For practice, they say. If you're going to do this, be sure to get a dog that arrives out of your vagina, chaps your nipples, barks all night, wears diapers, kicks you in the face when you change the diapers, and learns to speak only to parrot your potty mouth in a public setting. For example, a mastiff.